Where in the Bible will I find how one wrong word can be dangerous to one's soul? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. How devastating one wrong word can be. Now, by wrong, of course, we mean sinful or contrary to the law of God. It refers to what is not according to the standard of God's Word. By one wrong word, millions of souls can be and indeed have been led astray into error and condemnation. By one wrong word, Satan enticed Eve to sin in Genesis 3. God had warned the primeval pair of Adam and Eve to not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Genesis 2:17. He said, "In the day that you eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Satan, in the fashion of a serpent, added one word to the admonition of Jehovah. It changed the entire meaning of the injunction. He said, "Ye shall not surely die," Genesis 3:4. One wrong word was used to alter the Word of God and bring sin and suffering into the world, and ever since the devil has had his minions running about, tampering with the Bible, or with doctrine in some form or another. Since the days of the Reformation of the 16th century AD, for instance, many religious people, some of whom were well-intentioned, no doubt, have added the one solitary word only to Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, and various other passages that affirm salvation by or through faith. The purpose has been to promote the idea that salvation is by faith only, thus denying the necessity of obedience to salvation. The Living Bible adds the word only to its rendering of Romans 4:12 to teach this doctrine, and this despite the fact that no Greek manuscript of the New Testament has the word in its Greek equivalent. Hebrews 11:8 shows that Abraham's faith was an active and obedient faith, as James writes in James 2, 21-23. The clear teaching of Scripture is that obedience is necessary for one's salvation, Hebrews 5:8 and 9, and that a man is justified by works and not by faith only, James 2:24. This is the only time that faith and only are put together in God's Word, and here God points out that we are not saved by faith only. Whom shall we believe, men or God? Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. That thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Romans 3, verse 4.